freedom is the right to tell what they do not want to hear. CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. Tired of the same repetitive government narratives? Then wave goodbye to the distractions and rhetoric of corporate media. For this is Anti-Media Radio.
But I want to get the language right.
The B government is in trouble.
After all, a bunch of slaves. A bunch of slaves.
What we need in the United States is not violence and lawlessness, but is love and wisdom and compassion toward one another.
What's your definition of media?
And now, here's your host, S.M. Gibson.
Oh, it's Tuesday, March the 10th, 2015. Welcome to Anti-Media Radio. We have an absolutely fantastic show lined up for everybody tonight. There's so much going on in the news. But before we get into anything, let me go ahead and introduce our wonderful producer that's here every week. Time in, time again.
Dollar, dollar bill, y'all. Shannon Bad represent.
We also have a very, 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 very special guest tonight that probably knows, you know, more than me and Shannon combined times 10. I used to be a part of a page called Free Citizens Coalition on Facebook, and this is the guy that helped me create it. He was definitely the co-creator and definitely all the intellect. Zen, how you doing tonight?
Doing good.
Fantastic. So, we've got going on in the news. We've got the Logan Act. We've got 47 Republicans that have broken the law. They've committed a felony by signing a sheet of paper and sending it to Iran. They could face up to 3 years in prison for doing this. Absolutely crazy. This is where we're at, that we can just, politicians can openly break the law. Like, this isn't a law they created yesterday. And they just openly broke it by signing this letter.
Well, but, under you know, the way I read it, politicians are not going to break this law. We're breaking the law. Politicians are fine. They're in the clear.
Bomb people. That's what they want to do.
Oh, yeah.
Wesley Clark didn't tell us anything
about
that.
Either. Yeah. The bombing people.
Yeah, huge news going on. Look, Hillary. Did everybody see Hillary's press conference? Wow. I tell you what, luckily my wife turned on the TV
press conference. I mean, you know, wait a minute. Wasn't she talking in front of, it wasn't a bunch of reporters. Wasn't there like the UN? Was the UN involved in this?
She was definitely, standing in front of some UN propaganda.
Yeah, I mean, we're not talking about a normal press conference. We're talking about getting all the leaders of the world. You know, those people that she
It was press. It was a press conference.
She has that on speed dial on her personal phone, not her government issue phone. I mean, come on now. That's crazy talk.
Well, we all know she doesn't have a government issue phone. It's always been personal because, you know what? She just wanted to streamline things. That's all it was.
Yeah.
She wanted to streamline things. That's it.
Helping the American public. Bless her heart.
God bless her. CCTV in Britain. You know what? Wrote a story.
Big Brother.
Yesterday,
even if you've ignored everything that we said about Samsung, about the other, you know, manufacturers of cell phones, about televisions that have actually put spying software in hardware in their
I tell you what, Shane, let's jump in early. Area code 618. Welcome to Anti-Media Radio. How you doing? Not ready for the show, but that's all right because we are.
Not ready for prime time. That's what that was.
So we've got here's the deal about CCTV, like closed caption. Like, this is what people say. It's closed caption.
Big brother. Yeah.
So people are under the delusion. That, oh, well, it's closed caption, so it's just going to be in your house. Like, there's hundreds of thousands of these things around the country. There's one for every 11 people of a 64 million person country. Okay.
That's like one for every 11, one out of 11.
It's insane.
The math, yeah.
So what we're dealing with here is, but those are all closed caption TVs too. Guess what? Just because that footage isn't public domain does not mean that somebody's not on the other side viewing it.
Well, even Little Richard will tell you eventually it'll be up for public domain. It's going to be available for public.
It's 1984. It is what George Orwell wrote, and you put it at eye level so we can get those facial recognition features going.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
look straight into the camera when you walk on the
train.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's where we're headed.
And you know, we live in a 24-hour news cycle. And people forget kind of stories and situations, and things get kind of, you know, pushed under the bus. But I'm not going to forget this story. I just can't. Derek Cruz, we talked about it last week in great detail, Shannon, but it just still really, 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 really bothers me that they just shot a police officer shot this kid in the face.
Well, let's go ahead and add one more name to the list, Mr. Tony Robinson from Madison, Wisconsin.
Tony.
We've had a lot of demonstrations.
And here's the thing. Absolutely. They have been. And you know, the officer that killed 19-year-old Tony Robinson, he had actually killed a guy a few years ago as an officer, and he was given an award for it.
Wow.
So,
what was that? Was that young fella unarmed as well?
He was older, and it was a more kind of a gray area, but he was actually holding a pellet gun.
Yeah, a pellet gun.
They ruled it as suicide by cop. This was the official ruling. It was suicide by cop, and they thought he had a gun on him, which he did, but it turned out to be a pellet gun.
Yeah.
So he was never actually a real threat.
And you know, it's funny that the term, and I don't know, I'm being a little salacious here. Stop me if you will. But even the term in and of itself, suicide by cop. I mean, think about it. Let that term sink in for half a moment. Suicide by cop. That's pretty heavy right there. Not suicide by store operator or taxi cab driver or carpenter. Suicide by cop. That is somebody that you know if you do a certain action, they will do a certain action and kill you every single time. That right there should be heavy in and of itself.
A guy holding a pellet gun knows he's going to get killed for holding a pellet
gun. Absolutely. If I see a guy hold a pellet gun, I'm going to throw a rock and hit him upside the head and say, hey, put that pellet gun down. If you shoot me in the ear, I'm gonna knock your brains out. Yeah.
I don't want to get a laceration on my face.
Yeah, I don't want to get a hole in my ear. Right. Like that. Well, any more than the holes that
I would have gone to justice if I needed my ears.
Exactly.
Here. But
suicide by cop. That I mean,
that's what it was ruled as.
And really, I can't get around that. That right there is really heavy. I mean, what other profession, what other occupation can you think of that would warrant somebody killing somebody else? And somebody would go ahead and they don't have the balls to kill themselves, of their own volition. So they're going to go ahead and elect somebody that they know will kill them if they do a certain action.
Boom.
Man,
you nailed it. I tell you what, and I have the utmost respect and sympathy for the situation going on in Wisconsin right now. But it's very reminiscent of Ferguson, whereas there's this huge gray area. I was attacked. I was hit. I was this. I was that. Yada yada yada. And you know, it is what it is. Nobody should.
Well, I mean, that's the story.
But here's the deal. Here's the deal. Here's the thing that infuriates me. We're talking about these situations, and we're talking, you know, hashtag Black Lives Matter. Of course, hashtag Black Lives Matter. Yes. Give me a break. Yes, all lives matter. And people are like, well, you shouldn't say. No. Every human being, we're all people. We're all people. Get over your skin color. You need to get over your skin color, Shannon. Everybody gets an over skin. We're all humans. Mm-hmm. And there shouldn't be a ruling authority over a lesser class. And I understand there's horrible things that happen to people because of their skin color. Look at what happened in Oklahoma. Bob Stoops had to go out there and make a protest. Yeah. People are really, really ignorant. And they make foolish decisions, and they're horrible people. But you know what? We cannot lead
you
the charge.
Bring Bob Stoops into this.
We cannot lead the charge by saying it's this or it's that. It's all people. And Derek Cruz, I'm telling you, there's no report of he hit me or he charged at me. They say, quote unquote, advanced. There's eyewitnesses all over the place.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just
advanced.
Like, it's just like right. Getting arrested for of resisting arrest, and there's no other charge.
That's
the
it, right,
anymore.
Right.
Yeah. You know.
So this kid in Florida, advanced. What does that mean? What does that mean? Sheriff Ben Johnson showed up automatically.
Look, advancing means that you were going to take a step and decide, oh, wait a minute, I don't want to go that
way.
What
it sounds like.
Instead of going backwards, you kind of lean forwards before you go backwards.
He walked to a door. He was in basketball shorts. He was barefoot. He didn't have a shirt on. He was literally, he had just woke up.
Somebody breaks into my house unannounced, I'm going to get up out of bed and start charging toward that person regardless.
But he didn't.
I'm still waking up and kind of
figuring
out what's
going on. We have eyewitnesses to say he wasn't you, Shannon. We have eyewitnesses to prove he didn't charge at anybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
He just sat up out of bed and just sat there?
No, he got up and he walked to the door to see what the situation was.
In his boxer shorts.
And what did the pierce? And you know what?
With no weapon whatsoever.
And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you, no, zero weapon.
None
zero weapon.
No.
When they searched
found
the house.
None in the house. None in the house.
They found like 6.5 grams of weed or whatever it was.
Pounds of weed.
Pounds of weed.
Yeah.
And
of a plant. A plant that grows
a plant.
Out of the ground. A dried plant, like tobacco.
But
anyway.
But nonetheless, okay, yeah, so what? The kid was selling weed.
Yeah.
He wasn't hurting anybody.
Yeah.
He definitely didn't do anything to warrant being shot in the face.
Now, and again, and let's go and call it what it is. He was dumb enough to break the laws of his state.
A state that, by the way, had literally just had a vote months earlier, and over 50% of the state voted to legalize medical marijuana. Over 50% of the state. It was over 55%. Mm-hmm. But you know what? They had to have a supermajority, and it had to be 60% because you got to play by our rules. And it didn't hit the 60%. It hit like 56%, 57%, whatever it was. So you're telling me 57%, 56% of a state wants to...
A majority.
Right. A massive majority of people that vote. Let's look at how elections work.
Not a squeaker. And not
it wasn't even close. It wasn't even close.
But at the same time, a healthy majority.
Let's look at presidential elections. If a president gets 56% of the vote, they're automatically like landslide. Mm-hmm. So we have 56% of the people of Florida going like, yeah... Let's make this legal.
Well,
and they
again,
shoot him in the face over it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you kidding?
Absolutely.
And I tell you what, I know this sounds horrible because I believe the cop should spend the rest of his life in prison because he killed an innocent person.
And again,
but you know what? The cop is a victim too, and I'm going to tell you why the cop's a victim.
He's
a victim of the system.
And that's why I'm going to say it shouldn't be that far. You know, voluntary manslaughter due to the nature of his job and the instructions that he was given to him by
the
state of
Florida. If the law didn't exist, he wouldn't have been on his doorstep.
Absolutely.
Who's the last cop that got prosecuted?
Right.
Somebody. Can you name it?
Ooh.
Anything.
Ooh.
I think the guy that shot the guy in the stairwell in New York got prosecuted.
And lost?
I think he was prosecutor, but I can't remember his name. I don't know the details, but I do believe that he shot the kid in the stairwell, and they were just like, yeah, we're just going to save our butts on this one, but, and this guy's going away.
But for the most part, it don't happen, right?
Yeah, for the most part, it doesn't. I mean...
For the most part, it never
But does. Here's the thing. This cop has to go to jail. He murdered an innocent person, but the cop would have never been on his doorstep if not for the laws. There's multiple victims.
Well, and that's why I'm saying, and that's why we have to reel it back, and we actually have to place the blame squarely where the blame belongs. And look, and again, and by the anecdotes that we've had by people on the scene, you know, interviews that you've taken yourself, people will keep confident, but at the same time, people that were there, actually there at the scene, have unequivocally said, look, once it happened, they freaked out. We were talking about they, meaning
and,
the police.
And hopefully...
They freaked out, started getting their story straight, and this, that, and the other. They knew they did a wrong thing.
And hopefully, I'll tell
and
you what...
And they knew they did a wrong thing, and they did exactly what they were supposed to do.
Oh, yeah, the cops freaked out. There's no doubt.
Up to protocol.
Yeah.
And
There's
they
no
wouldn't
doubt.
Have freaked out if they actually had firm belief in what they were doing was the right thing to do. And there's no way that you can have a firm belief that you're doing the right thing when you follow the edicts that are set in stone by all these police departments coming up
Absolutely.
And down. And that's why we're seeing all of the cases left and right, 100% left and right, of police shooting unarmed citizens and It gets declared, you know.
Well, this is just an insane case, and I tell you what. Hopefully, later on the show, we're going to get a call from one of Derek's friends. We'll be able to talk about his character, and he was a really good guy. I've talked to more than enough people to know that, and heard more stories than I care to recount here on the show. Let's jump topics because we're going to talk about this in the show. Let's jump topics. Yep. Let's talk about the Logan. Let's talk about these 47. Who happen to all be Republicans, okay, that sign a letter to Iran. They literally just broke the law. They are all up for 3 years of prison now.
Now, before we start this story, you're talking about the same Iran that is joining forces with Iraq to get ISIS out of their country.
Oh, yeah,
that
yeah,
same
yeah, yeah.
Iran.
Oh, yeah, that goes back to, right, yeah, okay. That goes back to another story. Okay. Netanyahu, okay, we've got...
You know that guy.
Netanyahu speaks in front of Congress a week ago, and we're talking about...
What, even our Congress here in America?
He came here,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, man.
The Republicans were big on that. Boehner, John Boehner.
It's like Bono, yeah.
Boehner, Bono, yeah, close enough.
Yeah.
But he comes up here, and Sean Hannity still has stains around his lips from that. And it's really sad because, you know... Here's the thing. Let's see if we can comprehend and grasp this, because there's so many conservatives in this country, and I guess they call themselves Republicans, and they stand behind Israel more than they stand behind the United States. And we've got Hannity saying that Netanyahu is the next.
It's religious.
He's Churchill. Of course it's religious, but here's the issue, too, is... You have, okay, so let's just say, for instance, let's hypothetically say Fox News crowd's right. Mm-hmm. The conservatives are right.
Yeah.
We do have to stand behind
a lot of folks do that.
Let's just assume they're true.
Yeah.
Like, that's the deal.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have to stand behind Israel. Like, that's a fact. That's a given. Now, just on Saturday, tens of thousands of people showed up in a square in Tel Aviv to protest.
How much news coverage did that get?
It didn't get much at all. We covered it here on the
Actually,
anti-media. A good friend of mine, Max Kaiser, covered it.
Fox didn't cover it.
Yeah, they didn't happen to cover that. The mainstream media really missed that.
I mean,
but you know what?
Tens of thousands, huge.
Tens of thousands of people in Rabin Square in Tel Aviv filled the streets to protest. They had the ex-head of the Mossad get up there and say that he said, and I quote, "I am not scared of Israel's enemies. I'm scared of Israel's leadership."
Yeah.
Area code 708. Welcome to Anti-Media Radio. How are you doing this evening? How you doing?
Hey. Ah. That sucks.
Well, fair enough.
It's one of those mics, I guess.
But I tell you what, like where do the conservatives go in that? Like, you think about it. Conservatives want to defend Israel. And that's, again, let's just assume for the benefit of the fact, let's just assume we have to. Do you defend the people? Do you defend the people of the country that are saying Netanyahu has to go? Like, they're protesting by the thousands.
Can we stop for a second? Can we ask ourselves why? Why are the conservatives so interested? And it really is.
It's religious.
This is something that I've asked myself. Why are the conservatives so interested in keeping Israel in good graces with America and vice versa?
Because there's a belief that if you don't protect Israel, then God's fury will rain down upon you.
Yeah, that's but, the way I mean, you know, what's God's fury?
But who is Israel? Let me ask you something. But, okay, who is Israel? Is it Benjamin Netanyahu? Or is it the thousands of people in the streets? What's Israel? So, are you pledging your allegiance to the government, or are you pledging your allegiance to the people?
Excellent point.
Right. So, what is your definition of Israel?
Yeah.
Okay, because everybody was so excited. Hannity called him the next Churchill when Netanyahu was here. Give me a break. The guy's a psychopath.
Yeah.
He is. Because he is, like...
Yeah,
he's been saying since 1992, literally since 1992, he's been saying that Iran, imminent, weeks away, months away. Iran's about to get the bomb. 1992. It's 2015. Mm-hmm. He gave the same spiel in 92 when he was just a member of parliament that he's giving today. It's a joke.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I still don't get it though. I don't get why it is so important to protect Israel, except as, I don't know, keeping an ally in that region in addition to our one of our worst enemies, Saudi Arabia.
Here's the thing.
Enemy to who?
To the
country or
to the United
government?
States?
Oh no, they're not with the government though.
No. We need friends. We need as many friends as we can.
Saudi Arabia is good friends with the government.
Absolutely.
Well, it's all
so
about
much so that how much money did Benjamin Netanyahu score American money for?
90% of his campaign fund.
90%.
90% of his campaign fund.
Yeah,
came from the United States.
Yeah, I'll be damned.
But I tell you what, you know, and here's the thing. I'm not telling anybody out there not to support Israel, because I support Israel. I support all people. But you know what? One man is not Israel.
Absolutely.
That's
Absolutely.
It. A government doesn't represent the people. And if you think it does, look at the policies going over here in this country today. A government doesn't represent the people.
Yeah.
So just because I don't feign and just and fall over for Benjamin Netanyahu doesn't mean I don't support the people of Israel. I do support them, and that's why I don't like Benjamin Netanyahu.
And I support any and all people that are striving towards peace.
That's it. That's all anybody wants.
All of this other crap that everybody else has got us involved
It's all ridiculous politics.
You know, for a scramble for more money and more resources for what they have. The Halliburtons and the Saudi Arabias of the world.
Well, everything is about money. And this ties into it as well. We talk about, we mentioned Derek Cruz earlier, and hopefully we're going to get a call in from one of his close friends later in the show, but let's talk about Derek Cruz and the tie-in. How does that tie into Israel? Okay, let's see how it ties into Israel. Okay, so it's all foreign policy. Okay, Derek Cruz was shot in the face because he had some weed on him. That's part of the drug war. Wait.
Go ahead and talk slow, because there's going to be some people here that are not really hip to all the math that we're fixing to lay out.
Right. It all interconnects. And so what we're talking about is this kid in Florida got shot in the face because he had a plan on him. That's a part of the drug war. Now, let's go and talk about Israel and talk about what's going on overseas. Okay, so what is the country we've been in for 14 years? And which country was Russia in years and years and years, you know, before that? And they got tied into their own Vietnam. It was Afghanistan. Why is the United States in Afghanistan? It's poppy seeds.
It's part of the drug war. Praying and waiting for you to bring this up.
Afghanistan's an extension of the drug war. That's all that it is. Because there's so much money to be made in the drug war. Do you people realize that when cocaine, when a pound of cocaine, whatever it is, I don't do drugs and I don't really know the scales and of the drugs.
Well, I do drugs, but I know so this. Let's go ahead and bring it up, yeah.
but I know when, I guess it's a pound of cocaine or whatever it is, gram, whatever, I don't know.
Yeah.
When it leaves Colombia, it's worth $1,000. When it hits the United States.
When it hits the United States,
it's worth $170,000.
That'd be a kilo, yeah.
It is a kilo. You're right.
High five.
I'm impressed.
Very nice.
Yes. It was a kilo. You're correct. But yes, a kilo of cocaine leaves Colombia at $1,000. Mm-hmm. It hits the streets of the United States at $170,000.
Oh, now it makes more money on the way up. Right. You got people on boats that make a little here and custom agents.
But Afghanistan. Yeah. Everything we're doing overseas is an extension of this. Everything is about profit. Everything's about money. It's profit, profit, profit. It's moral. We don't want people doing drugs. Let's kill them. Let's shoot them in the face.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's talk about it for a moment.
How did the drugs get in?
Right.
Let's talk about the body bags that all the soldiers coming in from Afghanistan. As soon as they did away with the Oxycontin, they could be shot up. A usable dose, a dose that a addict could actually look at and know that they're taking 80 milligrams or 160 milligrams, or they're doing this much, they're going to cut it in half and do this much here and do this much there. Suddenly that was gone. Oxycontin went to a non-injectable form, and but you could still inject it, but you had to have pretty much a degree in chemistry and also have 24 hours to wait till it could dissolve, you could shoot it up. Well, an addict doesn't have all that time to wait around. Now, we live in, and again, we've talked about this before. This show, this broadcast is based out of Birmingham, Alabama. Here in Birmingham, Alabama, we didn't have a heroin problem until very, very, very recently. In fact, now that I'm thinking about it, we didn't have a heroin problem until the troops came back from Afghanistan. There are a lot of, and I implore everybody, just like we've done many times, to go and research what I'm talking about. There are a lot of soldier anecdotes of the soldiers coming back from Afghanistan. Obama's bringing them back home. Praise Jesus, we're bringing them back home. And and you had several soldiers commented and you know, quietly looked around and were wondering why they were coming back in these planes with all these body bags. Now, you can go and look, and of course, those numbers may be subject to change as I'm speaking right now, but we only had so many thousands of fatalities in Afghanistan. There were only so many body bags that were supposed to come back.
We had 22 people a day, soldiers killing themselves.
But you also had a lot of soldiers commenting on the fact that they saw the numbers too. They saw the people that were going down.
And those casualties don't get counted in the war, but they should be counted in the war. Because you know what? Those people wouldn't be killing themselves. Those people wouldn't be dead.
What I'm telling you is that, and you need to go back, and everybody that listens to this broadcast needs to research this. is that, and there were certainly a lot of awful, unnecessary casualties of this war, but there were a lot more body bags that came back.
Right.
From Afghanistan and the Afghani region back over to you know, in and around America. And suddenly, overnight, the streets were flooded with heroin. Now, the reason that I'm bringing this up, and this is kind of a personal subject for me, because a few weeks ago, I lost a sister-in-law to a heroin overdose. Heroin was almost non-existent. It was not to be seen here in Birmingham, Alabama, which is, you know, we're a big city, but we're a big small city. And that sort of thing is usually something you hear about, you know, in places like, you know, L.A. and Portland, Seattle, New York, you know, the big towns, big metropolitan areas. Look, not here in small conservative Birmingham, Alabama.
I've lost two people in the past year.
I've lost three in the past three.
I was out in San Diego, the last really close person, like really close, that I, you know, grew up
with. But again,
with.
We're talking about San Diego. And that's we're talking about a major metropolitan area.
I was in San Diego. What I'm saying is, I was out in San Diego and I got word back and I was going to stay out there and hang out with Nick and, you know, we're doing our job and we're doing what we do. And I get a message back from Alabama and says that your boy Jason, he died of a heroin overdose. Yes. So this is somebody that was really an important part of my life. So
let me go ahead and put this in perspective just for a quick second. And again, I know a lot of people that are listening are you know, from abroad and live nationwide. But here in Birmingham, Alabama, which is a small city, I think we have within the city limits – we have, I don't know, 200,000+
whatever
people live here.
Yeah.
In the Jefferson County area, which is the county that we live in, there is just under 1 million people that live here. Now, our murder rate in Birmingham is alarmingly high because the drug trade that comes through here, which is, you know, kind of waning at the moment, still creates a large number of murders that, you know, translates into a pretty scary number nationwide per capita. We're actually in the top 10 at the moment. Now, to put that in perspective, we've had more people that died of heroin last year than died of murder in the city of Birmingham. That more people died of heroin overdoses in Jefferson County than died of murder in Birmingham.
I tell you what, I think it all goes back. And here's the thing. This is what people don't realize. It all goes back to the drug war, because you say, you give that statistic and say these people died of heroin. And what conservatives are going to hear is heroin's killing people. We need to keep it illegal. We need to keep it illegal.
Well, how's heroin getting here to begin with?
We're on the same page.
Who's killing the people?
I get that. We're on the same page. But what I think you need to make very, very, very apparent is this would not be happening without the drug war. Because let's look at prohibition with alcohol. Let's look at the violent crime that comes with that. Okay, you know what? If anybody out there that's listening truly believes that government is God, then you know what? Stop listening. Hit the stop button. Stop listening to us. If you believe government is your God, you shouldn't be listening to us. Because I personally don't.
I disagree with that
100%. No.
Government is your God, then you need to be listening to what I've got to say right now.
No, because if you
the
believe
government is your God, the government is allowing heroin in these borders based on what I just said.
No, no,
the people that have that mindset aren't going to let go.
How the hell? So you're telling me that we manufacture heroin?
Yes, I'm saying that. And you know what? I'm sitting here saying, if you believe that government is God, then you're listening to the wrong show. But I'll tell you this: if you believe that there's a God above you, Or let's just say hypothetically you don't believe in God and you think you have your own jurisdiction of your own life. You know, we in this room personally do believe there's a God, but maybe you don't. But that doesn't mean you believe the government's your God. Fair enough. Who should be dictating what to you? Should it be you? Should it be your God? Or should it be your government? Because if you don't think that the government should be dictating morals to you, then there's a problem. There's a huge problem. Because we live in a society that our government says we can do whatever we want, we can intervene whenever we will, we can go overseas and kill people, we can bomb people. Your government is the issue. They're killing innocent people overseas. The cops, because they're employed.
They're killing innocent people here. Yes. Garrett Cruz was an innocent person selling.
Your government did that. Your taxpayers, your tax dollars killed Garrett Cruz. Your tax dollars killed millions of people in Iraq.
Governments alone in the 20th century killed 200 million people, and that's not counting war.
Yeah.
200 million people.
And that's not counting war.
Right.
And that's not counting war. That right there is the most resounding statistic.
I'm not talking about the United States. I'm just talking about all governments.
All governments.
But government loves you. But listen, wait. But those were the other governments.
Yeah. Right.
The United States loves you.
Right.
They're not doing anything wrong.
Right.
And if it was the United States, it was that one president that we just don't.
Yeah, whatever side you're on with, you're a Republican. If you're a Republican, then it was Clinton and Obama. But if you're a Democrat, then it was Bush.
There's a term for that. I'm trying to remember what it
is. Because there's a big difference between all of them. Because, if you're a Republican, then, Clinton was the devil.
Yeah.
But if you're a Democrat, oh, no, he was good, but Bush was the devil. Hey, whoa.
Right, and your guy gets in and they can't pull it off, and it's like, well, there was just too many of the other party fighting again. It's kind of like chopping the tree down, guys.
Yeah.
That's what it's like.
Yeah. It's a big joke, is what it is. It's a big joke.
And we're the tree.
We have 47 members of the United States Senate. And when I talk, again, laws are what they are. They are what they are. And we talk about Republicans. Republicans! Fox News! We hold so true to the Constitution. Oh my gosh, it's the most important thing ever.
Yeah.
47 Republicans just broke the law to a level they could all go to jail for 3 years. Yeah. They did. It happened. It ain't conspiracy. Their names are on the paper. People don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
And I tell you what broke my heart. Broke my heart. I go back and forth on this guy. I don't believe in any politician. I'm not about to even declare allegiance to any politician. Really broke my heart, Rand Paul signed it. And I tell you why. Because, today, I guess, the bill was introduced with him and Cory Booker as far as legalizing medical marijuana. It's like, Rand Paul is such a very diverse a figure. He's definitely not his father. His dad would have just been like, yeah, are you kidding me? Yeah, I'm not signing anything.
Well, but congratulations. At the same time, you saw how far his father got.
Right, but you know what? His father woke up a generation. His father...
I watched the last political, the last presidential
election. But Rand didn't have to sign that sheet of paper.
The last presidential election.
It should be 46. How dare he do that?
And I don't know if you were watching the debates, the very early Republican primary debates.
I watched them.
Ron Paul was killing. I mean, he absolutely killed every room that he was in.
To me, Ron Paul, Martin and Luther King, they're heroes to me.
Super high.
Rand all ain't, of a sudden, but Ron is.
There was a little story about something that some staffer had wrote in a newsletter, and something about he was supposedly
newsletters from years ago. Paul Gregor. Yeah, we get it.
And it was right.
And again,
And again,
you know, here we are talking about, you know, issues of race. And look, am I going to say that racism doesn't exist? Oh, hell no.
Look at Oklahoma. Of course it does. Of course it does.
But at the same time, if you're living in 2015 and you're being affected by racism, when you're out there getting yours and making it happen, and you're worried about what will...
Yeah, we're the only show... We're literally the only show...
Come on, man.
Listen, really? We're the only show that'll tell you to turn us off. If you're really racist, then we're not going to get through.
Oh, yeah, you can
kiss my
ass.
You can turn it off. If you really have a prejudice towards a person, like the tone of their epidermis, their DNA, if you have an issue with that, you can go ahead and turn the radio show off. Because you're not going to get helped here.
You've already listened. If you listen to the intro, you've listened to Martin Luther King and Malcolm X.
Yeah, I mean, but we're talking about real things. They broke the law!
Absolutely.
47!
Absolutely.
Like, and we start talking about Ron Paul, but come on. 47, including Rand. Yeah. They broke the law. They should all go to jail.
Yeah.
3 years. 3 years. Prison. And here's the thing. Is Obama going to enforce this? No, he's not going to enforce it. Not even close. He didn't enforce it. Eric Holder should be in prison. You've all been lied to.
Business as usual.
Oh, my gosh. You've all been hosed. Oh, my gosh. Listen.
We have all been hosed.
We have all been hosed. Listen, and here's the thing. If anybody out there believes in a God, a higher creation, guess what? The government is not the higher creation. Government did not create you. Area code 619. Welcome to Anti-Media Radio. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. I'm just calling in to say that let's throw all these fuckers in jail. I don't care who they are. All these senators, dude.
I heard that. So what do we do? How do we get them all in jail?
Well, here's the thing, man. Let's be straight up about this. Let's look at this a little bit from a orbital perspective. Obama's not going to prosecute these guys. Let's just come out and say that right away. Obama's not going to prosecute these
guys.
Absolutely. There's no way in hell Obama's going to prosecute these guys. This is just like, you know, trying to assume that cops are going to investigate themselves and incriminate themselves and their own buddies do something wrong. We all know, we've talked about this over and over. The Republicans and Democrats are wings of one bird, two wings of one bird. One hand washes the other. In theory, yeah, they disagree. They're enemies. You know, they hate each other and stuff. But in real life, when it really comes down to it, they're bipartisan on all the wrong things. You know, they're bipartisan on the NSA. They're bipartisan on blowing up Libya. They're bipartisan on blowing up Syria. They're bipartisan on blowing up Iraq until after the fact. And then when it becomes politically convenient, and then, oh, yeah, the Republicans are the bad guys. We should have never gone into Iraq. Well, why'd you guys vote for it then, you know, when the time came to it? You voted for it, didn't you? So, you know, here's the thing. We can't expect this system to, you know, incriminate itself. That is just wishful thinking. If we're going to get serious about arresting John McCain and Lindsey Graham, people that live in those states are going to have to mob those fools and snatch them off the streets and arrest those do citizens arrest on those fools right there. That is the only way that we're going to actually get any, you know, if we're going to actually hold these guys accountable to the Constitution, which supposedly gives them their authority, and they break the Constitution, well, guess what? That's grounds for arrest. The government ain't going to arrest itself, so we got to start arresting the government.
Here's the thing. Because even the same people that claim the Constitution over and over and over and over and hold it up as their torch, and they hold it above their head as, I defend the Constitution, these people, by the same thing they make out with in interviews and reports, they rape it. Over and over. They literally pull their pants down and rape the Constitution. These same people that claim to defend it. It's a joke. We've all been lied to. Are you kidding?
It's an absolute joke. And, you know, I wrote that article today, and I'm looking at the Google Analytics right now, and it's still going viral, which is pretty good. I wrote the article today, and I kind of made the same point that you just made, and then also the point that I made, that, you know, the government's not going to arrest itself. But then, you know, that's the other thing is, you know, these Republicans are so full of hot air. I mean, talk about hypocrisy. Oh, we love the Constitution this, the Constitution that. Obama's burning the Constitution. Yeah, I agree. Obama is burning the Constitution. But so are you guys while you're acting like you're holding it up. You know what I mean? Like, these guys are full of shit. Every single one of them, including all of our favorite fucking politicians. Everybody's got a politician they like. I like Cory Booker, but I know he's full of shit. You know, and it sucks because everybody, you know, these guys are good people. Some of these guys are good people, but guess what? When it comes down to it, they're part of the status quo.
I'm going to just throw this out there. There's actually one politician still to this day that hasn't let me down. That's
okay. Okay, yeah, maybe there is one.
Amash. He's been okay.
Justin Amash, libertarian out of Michigan. You're right. He's the one guy that has never let me down.
But literally, it's one out of 535 people.
Those aren't very good odds.
No. That's it.
Yeah, man. I mean, so that's basically all I had to say.
Dad, don't put that on him.
All right.
The disagreements between the parties are rhetoric. That's all it is.
Yeah, it's all rhetoric.
Absolutely.
They all have the same goals and agendas. It's
and
insane.
They're all working off the same money. Let's get that straight
well,
right
of course.
Now.
And then, like,
it's the WWF.
Sorry. Thank you.
No, WWE.
Dude.
Don't say that.
Yeah. Boom. That's what this is.
Yeah.
All like today. When my wife was flipping the TV channels and she came up and there's Hillary just giving a speech on NBC, like, we're breaking through. And like, to me,
breaking
it was
through.
Like watching Goldberg,
it was
Randy Orton.
Stone Cold Steve Austin saying, y'all want to see me kick the hell out of Vince McMahon? Well, give me a big old hell yeah.
That's exactly what it was. That's what politics are. It's WWE.
Was a lot more entertaining.
Yeah, I had some
Wait,
music behind it. Yeah.
I think politics
Drama.
Are entertaining. Except
Drama.
the difference with politics Drama. And wrestling is that wrestling doesn't have an implication on your day to day life,
Drama.
And politics are, but it's all the same
lots
theater.
And lots of
it's
drama.
All the same theater. And
so
it's a big joke.
Drama. So much drama.
And for anybody to buy into any politician whatsoever, it's a joke. And you know what? There are. So, listen, anybody that has a mentality that says, I'm going to climb the ladder next, I'm going to climb the ladder next, I'm going to climb the ladder next, I'm going to get to this position, I'm going to get that. There's something inside of them that's a sociopath.
Oh, no doubt.
There's no question about that.
Well, but
it's ego.
Hey,
it's ego. And for the Republicans that think that Hillary has an ego, guess what? You're right. But guess what? The Republican you're going to vote for next time has the exact same complex as her.
Let's flip the script for a moment. That's why ISIS, Al-Qaeda.
We funded those people!
All of them have had these new leaders. Every single one of them.
We funded them!
Yeah.
We funded those people.
Yeah.
Our money literally funded those people.
And have been putting them in business for what, 30 years, 40 years now? I mean, Saddam Hussein.
ISIS hasn't been around for 40 years.
No, wait a minute.
It started in 2006.
No, we put Saddam Hussein.
That, yes.
And that was how long ago?
Well, Saddam.
And then who was after that? That was.
Well, I'll say this. I know for a fact. Osama bin Laden was in the United States of America in 1970. He was in Florida. I know for a fact he was in Florida because he
went to Detroit and got the key of the city. Remember that?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Things
1980.
That was insane. But those are all good guys. Those are good guys. Forget the politics. Forget the rhetoric. They love you. They love you. These are good people doing good things.
Doing the work of the Lord.
Benevolence.
Yeah, don't be concerned. ISIS wants to kill you. That's what you need to know.
Yeah.
Because...
Wait a minute. You said ISIS, not Al-Qaeda, right?
Okay, wait. It's changed day to day, right? What is it today? Hold on. Wait. Hold on.
I think it's IS now.
It's ISIL.
I mean,
hold on.
What is it, man? This is fucking with me. This is hardcore, man.
I've got to get my Orwell book out and read it.
Exactly.
I've got it.
They're not white folks though. They're brown, right?
Okay, good. Their skin color's different. Good. But I tell you what, yeah, it doesn't matter.
That's a load off right there. Yeah.
Emmanuel Goldstein, I've literally got to read 1984 to know what I'm supposed to tell people. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the enemy changes from day to day.
Every day.
Like, if you haven't read that book.
I think you're wrong. I think the enemy stays the same all the time.
It always does.
We haven't identified it.
Yeah. We keep looking.
We keep looking across the ocean for
our enemy, and our enemy is right here in our backyard.
The enemy does stay the same every day. The enemy is always the people. It's the people that don't have the money. It's the people that need the control. That's what this is about. They want to control you. They want to control everything you do.
Absolutely.
Are you kidding me? 47 members of the Senate just committed a felony? Is anything going to happen to him? Absolutely not. Hillary Clinton.
Does anybody have a copy of that letter?
Yes, it's online. Yeah. It's online. We'll get it. We'll post it tomorrow. Okay. Absolutely. But let's talk about Hillary. If we want to talk about politics, and we want to talk about WWF, yeah. Hillary Clinton.
No, WWE.
And that's the world, though.
Whoa.
Whatever. Wild, I don't care. Let's talk about
Andre the Giant versus John Cena, baby. Come on now.
Let's talk about Hillary Clinton. Here's the thing.
Every time.
Bill Clinton lied. Bill Clinton was not a good leader. He was a liar, and he was a member of the puppet state. There's absolutely no question that he was those things. No question. Bill Clinton, politician, if you quote, unquote, the word politician. Bill Clinton was the greatest politician we've had in our lifetime.
Absolutely.
Not even close.
We had this discussion off air. That's what kind of kicked this off. And no two ways around it.
I don't think Clinton could have accomplished what Obama's accomplished, though.
What is Obama accomplished?
He didn't accomplish anything for the people, but he's accomplished a lot for the agenda.
Oh, of course.
In my opinion.
Outside of healthcare,
he's a divisive guy, and it's like if you criticize him,
you're a certain thing. Right.
And so it's created, he's divisive, and you're able to pull off a lot of stuff when you have a situation like that.
I agree with that. I do agree with that. I think that's actually a brilliant point. But you've got Clinton. Here's the thing. People think Hillary is Bill. Hillary's not Bill. The powers that be, even inside...
Thank goodness she's not. But
even inside of the rhetoric, even in... Like her speech today, or whatever she did, she answered her questions. Bill Clinton... Man, he would have been done with this so long ago. Emails. I ain't got no time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Bill Clinton would have wiped this away. Literally, the only question Bill Clinton answered in 8 years was, did Monica Lewinsky suck you off? And he goes, I did not have sexual relations with that woman, and points his finger. That's literally, like, he's such a good politician, he answered one question in 8 years. Because he can dance around things. Yeah. He knows how not to answer questions, but insinuate.
Yeah.
He answered one question. Oh, it was a lie. He literally was disbarred from being a lawyer.
I really wish.
Because he was a liar.
I really
it all happened.
He would have been like all Barkley about it and said, yeah, I got a Hummer. I mean, you know, what's up,
That's a whole different topic altogether. Bill Clinton is not Charles Barkley.
Yeah, Barkley did that. Look back when he got pulled over in Arizona.
I'm well aware.
But Charles Barkley, if you're listening, I love you. I think you're the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, Chuck.
War Eagle. Yeah, I said it. Yeah, I said it.
Oh, cut the show.
I always
right
said
now.
This for Charles Barkley. I always said that for that. Don't leave me.
Oh, you're dead. But you got Clinton coming out, and he was a master of dancing around the issue. He was a master of dancing around questions.
Absolutely.
And he was forced to answer a question. Like, what Hillary did today was insane. She came out there today pointing her finger, like giving the old Bill speak. Like, people think Hillary's Bill.
With a crooked finger?
Here's the thing people don't get about. Wait, here's the thing people don't get about Alabama. And this is something that the world needs to recognize. There was a lady named Lurleen Wallace. She was married to George Wallace. George Wallace, you know, everybody knows him. He stood in the state house, and he stood in the doorway of the University of Alabama. Look, George Wallace was the most popular politician of all time. He was shot by Arthur Brimmer in Maryland. He would have become the president of the United States, and they call him a racist and all this stuff. Yeah, that's true. He did what he did. He did horrible things. But it was all for politics. You know what? He would have become the president of the United States of America when Jimmy Carter became president. Fact. That would have happened. Arthur Brimmer shot him. He became paralyzed. Lurleen Wallace ran. His wife ran. He was so popular, his wife became the governor.
And won by a landslide.
Oh, by not even close. Yeah. That's what Hillary's trying to be. She's trying to be, I'm running up my husband's coattails. That's what's going on. And now, she's not her husband.
To be fair.
She's now, not her husband.
To be fair, Hillary
politically.
And
Bill
Hillary has went ahead and she's kind of kept that Clinton legacy alive through politics. Bill's kind of.
And they may have to run Elizabeth Warren. Because Elizabeth Warren, even though she's so in bed with the exact same people here is, you know what? She's kind of more of a Rand Paul. It's like, you've said some good things, you've said some bad things.
When you're talking about, you know, Elizabeth Warren doesn't really have, she doesn't really have that marquee appeal of what the Democratic Party, which is, you know, by all extensive purposes, pretty much screwed from the moment go. And this has been propagated by a lot of media on both sides. Even Fox News is feeling the pain a little bit.
I've said it over and over, and I stand by this. Put my bet on it. Literally, let's go to Vegas tonight. Put my bet on it. The next president of the United States will be a Republican. I've said it. It's the way.
Go ahead and do that.
Now, who's it going to be? I don't know.
Jeb Bush, hands down.
That scares me to death.
I'm sorry. Absolutely, it should. Absolutely,
well,
it should.
Well, clearly.
Jeb Bush already has the money.
It is going to happen.
He has the
it's
going to
happen.
He has the.
Good
the,
gosh. If Jeb Bush becomes the
dark
president,
Illuminati
I'm telling
type
you,
figures I, behind him, putting him into the city. He's a Bush, man. Come on.
If Jeb
CIA,
Bush.
666 CIA, man. Come on, man. Are you for real?
I get it. We're not going to crazy Al Jones. I mean, what scares me is the craziness of what you just said probably does ring true.
It's true. Oh, my God. Fox News just, like, you know, did a double fist
bump. Right, and they're
going to
throw Rand.
Don't think for a second they're not listening.
I tell you what, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Join us Thursday. Join Nick tomorrow night. Anytime you're ready to go.
I'ma let them know, no, through the stereo. Yo, here we go, go through the stereo, stereo.